Thank you. It's good to be here again this morning to present the Word of God, what He has done for us. We were thinking of the first meeting this morning, and we said, the Lord Jesus Christ, I hear the word love all over, love. The Lord Jesus Christ, love us. And He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, into this world. He was born as a babe, and then He grew up, and then He did the ministry, and then He suffered for us at Calvary. And today, the day of grace is still available to whoever will receive Him. So we start our new program today. The advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, and my topic is a predicted birth. We get this from a little book named Hail the Incarnate Deity by Herbert Lockley. And that's a whole book, a very whole book. So it's not in the store, but you can ask and maybe you can get it. Anyway, it's my privilege to stand here and just show you from Scripture. It's not my word, it's God's word. And I'm just going to show you from Scripture where the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, it was a predicted birth. And I'll also show you where these things have happened and it's fulfilled. I'll give Scripture. I'm going to show you prediction in the Old Testament, and I'm going to show you the New Testament where these fulfillment took place. But before we get into that, I just want to read, go to Isaiah 40, and just reading from verse 1, because this was a prediction. In the Bible, the prediction was telling the people to repent and to get ready because their Messiah was coming. So look at Isaiah chapter 40 and reading from verse 1, and it says, comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her, that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked place shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of God shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And drop down to verse 8, and it said, the grass withered, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And that's a prediction there given in Isaiah by John the Baptist. He was calling to the people of Judea to make their way, to forgive their sins, to turn from their wicked ways, to set straight their life because their Messiah was coming. And today, that's the same gospel that is being heralded forth. I am sinner, you're a sinner, and there is others who are still sinners who haven't heard the good news or come to that decision to follow the Lord. And so we think of it when we heard the good news and we accept it. We think of others who haven't, but they are searching, and we too can be a blessing to them. I don't know if you, each one of us, got a bulletin this morning. Did you look on the front of it? You didn't. Okay. So it said, joy to the world. The Lord is come. And that, it's a prediction and it's a fulfillment. You see, I didn't ask Joe to do this, but he did it. And so we have this saying here, which is a true saying because it happened. So we see John the Baptist encouraging the people to turn from their crooked ways. Verse 3, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. This was John the Baptist out there in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. You see, it was not only his God. You see, he was thinking not only of himself, but he was thinking of all the people. Our God. And then verse 4, every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked place shall be made straight, and the rough place is smooth. And then verse 5, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And so, growing up, even when we were small in Sunday school, we heard these saying that the Lord was born as a babe. And it's revealed in so much space in the Bible. It's not only what I have here. But we're going to look now at Isaiah. We're going to look first. He was predicted to be in a family. And we look at 2 Samuel chapter 7. And reading from verse 12 and 13. And it said, when your days are fulfilled and your rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. That's the prediction there in 2 Samuel for the family that he was supposed to born in. And if we go over to Matthew, this is the New Testament, the prediction is Matthew 1 and verse 1, and it said, the book of the genealogies of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. So right away we see that there, the prediction and then the fulfillment. Here in Matthew 1:1, he was the son of David, or the lineage of David, and David was the lineage of Abraham, his father. So that was predicted. And then over here in Matthew, this was realized or fulfilled. We are kind of looking at the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ at a different way this morning. So you'll bear with me. We're going to see different aspects of what was predicted. And these things, they did happen. The family first, or we can even go way back into Genesis 3:15, when man sinned and there was a substitute made, blood had to shed, and the Lord killed an animal and put clothes on them. And you can look at that and see what it said. Because from there on, God made a way, made a plan so that man could get back to God himself. And we are lucky this morning that we can come and we can hear the word of God, because there is plenty of places in the world where this open Bible cannot be preached or read. So give God thanks for that. And then we come to this second one, a son of a virgin. This was predicted, and we go to Isaiah chapter 7. A son of a virgin, Isaiah 7 and verse 14. And it said, therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Yeah, Emmanuel, God with us. And so this was the prediction. And did that happen? Yes. We go over to Matthew chapter 1. We're going to be looking at scripture this morning, so you bear with me here. Matthew chapter 1 and reading from verse 23, or even start from verse 22. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord to the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Dear ones, I don't know, but when I was reading and getting this thing ready, I really was taken aback. You know, the preciousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. It wasn't only that he was born from a virgin, but think of it. He was, his sex was known. He was to be a boy. Also, not only that, he was supposed, the work that he was going to do was also there. So we see that, you know, nowadays, if you are pregnant, your wife is pregnant, you have to go for a scope or what they call it. And they will tell you, the nurses is in here, they will tell you the if it's a boy or a girl. In the olden days, we didn't do that. We just thank the Lord for what we have or what we get. Yes? And so today, you want to know, so you go and you find out. But here was one. This was amazing. It just struck me, you know. I said, God, it's only God could do this. The miracle of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. He was not only a man. He was born by a virgin. That, do you think of that too? Yeah, think of that. The Holy Ghost came upon this lady. And we have a child, we have his sex, and we have also the work he was committed or supposed to be doing. Yes? And so we see the prediction, and then we see the fulfillment. The great Emmanuel, God with us. He is the one that bring us salvation. He is the one that hung on the cross there for us. He is the one that burst the bar of death and hell and arose. And he is the one this morning sitting at the right hand of the majesty on high, making intercession for us. And then we look at his birthplace. You know, all these was in the scope of God. You know, it was not only say, okay, there is a lady who is pregnant. It's not only pregnant, but Joe is going to take her wife, or his wife, to Mammoth. Yeah? But here was God. They had to go pay their taxes. Yeah? Into a different country. And when they went to the hotel, it was book solid. Yeah? Ever happened to you? No, I don't think so. Because this was God's plan. This was God's plan. And only God alone can do these things. We wonder sometimes, you know, it bugs the mind. the God of glory, set these motions, and all we got to do is respect it, accept it, and deal with it in the way he asks us to do. Yes, and so we come to the virgin birth, a predicted place, the place where he was born. And this is in Micah 5. Micah 5, and we read verse 2. And it said, "But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth are from old, from everlasting." And so this is the prediction here. And we go to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. And we read verse 15. And 16. So it was when the angel had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And here we see the fulfillment of the place that he was supposed to be born. It was predicted, and we have the fulfillment. I think sometimes we, you know, would think in our mind that some people still think that this didn't happen, or they wonder. But we know it happened. God in his grace, God in his mercy, God who is ever was, the Son was before him in the beginning. The Son was with him. And yet, in the scripture said, in the fullness of time, we see in 1 Timothy 3:16, God sending his Son to be born of a woman, to be born under the law. And these are things that, you know, it bogs the mind. But we take it step by step, and we understand it. Also, we look for it's not only his birthplace, we look for his birth name. And that is in Isaiah 7. Again, we are in the book of Isaiah, because there is a lot of predictions in Isaiah about the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are other places too in the Bible, in the Old Testament. But I kind of take those that predicted right there in front of you and bring them right up. Birth name, Isaiah 7, and again we read verse 14, and it said, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." So we go back there and we see his name is called Emmanuel. It's not only Emmanuel. If we go back to Isaiah 9, and reading from verse 6 again, we'll see all these names, these precious names. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of our Lord of hosts will perform this. And these are names, some of the names. I think someone has said there is like 156 names of the Lord in the Bible. You know, I can't be certain because I didn't count those. I'm just taking what somebody say. But there is a lot of name. And we believe there is these names that we hear and we read and we see. Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, Savior. Emmanuel, he came down. Emmanuel, he died. Emmanuel, he went back to glory. Emmanuel, sit at the right hand there, making intercession for us until that day when he shall come to take us forever to be with him. And so we continue. We think about his birth worship. You know, while he was a babe, remember, there was a lot of people who came to visit him. They not only visit, but they bring something to cheer him with. And this is Isaiah 60. Look at Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60 and verse 6 said, "The multitude of camels shall cover your land, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephrathah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord." And this was predicted. And we go to Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11. And it said, "And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh." And here we see the fulfillment, dear ones. The God of glory, right there at his birth. He didn't even know as a young child. Here was those, it was predicted what was coming to him. And here it was, right now. He got gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Yeah. This is God's way of doing things, not my way, not your way, but his way. And his way is always right. Yes? There is no other way but the Lord's way. You know, sometime I'm thinking I'm doing right and somebody come along and say, "No, that's not the right way." Do you listen to him? Sometimes we do and sometimes we don't, because you're doing it your way and you think your way is right. But then if he said, "Well, that's God, that's not God's way. This way is God's way." You listen to him? Yeah, I will. So, this morning, we present the babe who was born as a child. He was predicted, and he came forth in the fulfillment of the word of God. And we have no other cause to doubt, to don't believe, because you have it in your hand. The scripture is right there in your hand. Of old, these ones didn't even have this, right? But they believed. Like, four centuries before the Lord Jesus Christ came, there was prophets looking for his coming. And they didn't realize it until these times later. And so we have the scripture. We can believe it. We can go read it for ourselves. We can look in it and see if it's right or it's wrong. And you either believe it or you don't believe it. And then there's another one, the birth forerunner. And we read that, but we're going to read that again, Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah 40, and the verse is verse 3. And it said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God." And this was John the Baptist. He was speaking to these people to make straight their ways, because they were not Christians. They were sinners. The word up here in comforti means to forgive in the Hebrew language. So he was telling them to get ready, to look out. Your Messiah is coming. Set your hearts clean. Be ready to receive him. Yeah. And New Testament quote is Matthew chapter 3. And reading from verse 1 to 3. In those days, John the Baptist, hear the name, came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" So there we see the fulfillment of Isaiah 43. Yes, Isaiah was telling them, be ready for your Messiah. He's coming. So get ready and receive him. This morning, you and I have this privilege to either receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or you can, if you're here and not knowing him as your Savior, or you can turn him down, you can walk away, you can say you're not ready yet, and all these things. But I want to present to you this morning that the God of glory, he came as a babe. He was predicted, and it was fulfilled. And what shall we say this morning? We can accept it, or we can leave it as is. One of the writers said, "By the birth of Christ, the hope of holy men and women of old, centuries after centuries, was realized. They looked and waited for him who was the center of their hope, the desire of their souls. As true prophets, they greeted him from afar." We are near this morning to this word, to his word. We can receive him as Lord and as Savior of our lives. It's no going about it, dear ones. I can't press upon you and said, well, it's strange that people will do this kind of thing. But I can say to you, it's an individual choice. You can't even pick for your wife, you know, somebody you dearly love. No, he or she has to make that decision for the Lord Jesus Christ. And this morning, as we kind of come in, wrapping it up, we'll say, again, Jesus Christ's birth was a predicted birth. And we look around, and that came true. There was a hymn, I think I kind of read it, or it was in my mind, and I want to read it this morning. And it said, it's hymn number 352. It said, Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, vast, unmeasured, boundless, free, rolling as a mighty ocean, in the fullness over me, underneath me, all around me, is the current of thy love, leading onward, leading homeward, to my glorious rest above. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, love of every love, the best. 'Tis an ocean vast of blessing. 'Tis a haven of rest. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. 'Tis a heaven of heaven to me. And it lifts me up to glory. For it lifts me up to thee. Yeah, that's God's love. That the love that we come to know. Dear ones, we cannot understand the love of God. We are still learning the love of God. But that day will come when we will see him and we will know him and he will hand out his hand and say, welcome to the house of love. Until that day come, we will be obedient to his word, dear ones. We will follow him. We will listen to him. And we will do as he asks us to do. Let's just pray. Father and God, we thank you again this morning for your word. We thank you, Father, for your love. We thank you for the preparation of your son. He was predicted to be born as a baby. He was predicted to be born as a man. He was predicted to save souls. And this morning, Father, we who have gathered here, although a small bunch of us, and yet we know what it is to love God. Help us, Father, to learn more about you, to love you more, because, Father, your Son loved us and died for us. And again this morning, we would just continue to bow in your presence and ask that the word that goes forth might continue to go forth in might and power. Thank you, Father, for this privilege. Thank you for this time. We thank you, Father, for the Sunday school. And we thank you for the teachers. Bless it to our hearts, O Father. We give thanks in our Savior's precious and holy name.